Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's the Ed August Astrology and Tarot Show.
And hello there from southeastern Arizona, where we're even getting a little bit of the smoke down here. What's happening is the jet stream is pulling south of Los Angeles and coming back up through Tijuana and hitting southern Arizona a little bit. So it's a little smoky outside. It's a terrible thing in California. I love California. I lived there for, 30 years, 35 years? And I hate to see it burning like this. Somebody is setting these fires, you know. It's not PG&E sparks from utility poles that are causing these fires. I think it's some very, very bad people that get up there in the chaparral and the mesquites and stuff and just, maybe it's homeless people and campers. What do you think it is? ISIS is claiming responsibility. Holy smoke. Well, I don't know if we... Why don't we believe ISIS when they say that they're causing fires and doing things like that? We believe them when they say that they shot up a place or threw a bomb at somebody. So that's sad. That's very sad. Today, I'm looking at current planets on astro.com, one of my favorite resources for the planetary energies that are going on. And, of course, there's two very interesting things happening in terms of our planetary orbs here. Is that Venus has gone direct in 25 Libra, and Venus going direct adds a love note. It adds a love component to our lives, and also the arts and all that fun stuff that Venus is, well, it's said to be having a feminine energy in a way. I don't know why the arts and dance and music are more feminine than they are masculine, but anyway, so there's a very strong component of Venus coming to the assistance in affairs of the heart. And so, of course, part of it also depends on where are your planets, because if you are born with, let's say, Mars in 24, 25, or 26 degrees Libra, you are really feeling this because Venus is going over your Mars. Venus is very slow right now because it just turned direct from being retrograde, so it packs a wallop. And as it's going over whatever natal planet that you have in that part of the zodiac, it's going to bring out that energy. And in a positive way, Venus's transits don't bring out anything bad. So let's say Venus is going over somebody's natal Saturn. So Saturn is kind of like a planet that tends to block things up, you know. It's the constipation of the zodiac there. But anyway, it bottlenecks things. It slows things down. I mean, you know, if you have a broken clock somewhere, that's a symbol of Saturn right there. It delays, and you don't hear back about what you want to hear about. So anyway, so Venus touches your natal Saturn by transiting over, and it adds some life to it. It kind of, you know, you might be going out to dinner unexpectedly, you know. We just don't know. We just don't know. If things have been harsh in terms of your finances, that will often solve it right there. Just the way that if Mars is going over your Saturn, and Mars, by the way, right now has entered Pisces. It's in 0 degrees and 31 minutes Pisces. So if Mars is going over your Saturn, then it will break up any logjams, but it will do it almost in a rough kind of way. You will work through to find a solution, even if it kills you. Mars and Saturn are very active planets in challenging us. They're very challenging. You put those two together. Give me somebody who was born with Mars in a conjunction with Saturn, and that'll be a person who is facing real challenges in terms of work. Of working for a living, of working with others, of not exploding, i.e. Mars, as they're trying to work hard, i.e. Saturn. You know, it's just interesting. It's just a challenge. So I would suggest that all of you out there, and we do have a lot of listeners today, that all of you at some point avail yourselves of finding out where is your sun? Where is your moon? So moon is in 7 degrees of Pisces right now, and that's a kind of very gentle touch. That's kind of nice, moon in Pisces. It will bring out some spiritual elements to people that are tuned into the spirit. Some people are not. Some people are just nuts and bolts kind of people, you know. But if but the moon in Pisces could be very good for you. Artists will begin or end a project. Musicians will want to play music or write music or something like that. You know, romance will want to flourish. You know, try to get together with your loved one when the moon is in Pisces. It will be for today and the next 2 days. And let's see, Mercury is, now it doesn't say retrograde yet, but I know that Mercury is going retrograde probably tomorrow. And so some of you are feeling pulled this way and that. These are personal planets, Mercury and Venus. So Venus is more about your relationships and stuff. Mercury is more about schedules and communication. There will be some unfortunate, you know, slowdowns around Thanksgiving on, what is that, the 22nd this month, isn't it? Yeah, the 22nd. So that'll definitely be under Mercury retrograde. So we'll get there early, buy your tickets, expect to wait a little longer. You know, the drive will be hectic. I mean, these kind of things just naturally happen with Mercury retrograde. Well, I'm not going to talk forever and ever and ever because I see that there are some calls and everybody wants to talk. Now, I must warn you that last week, that is to say on Tuesday, we had one of our, what would you call Rodman anyway?
Lonely person.
He's such a lonely person. He's a very lonely person. And so he calls. He has something to do with a radio station in New York City. And I tracked him down once because he emailed me and I was able to use his IP address to find where he was hanging out. And it seems to have something to do. What is that radio network?
Sirius XM
Radio. So he has a show himself. He loves to call. And what happens is he likes to mock me. And he pretends that he's a caller with a question. And he has the ability, I don't know how he does this, but he has the ability to call on one line. And then when I hang up on him and go to the next line, he's there again. And then when I hang up and go to the next line, all these are in different area codes. There he is again. So he's a first class
lonely person
who could ask for anything more. And I'm just, I'm sad for him because he doesn't have a life or a wife. But anyway, I threw some cards for him. He asked how things were at business or at work. And I actually got three cards down there. And then he started saying, stick your crystal ball where the sun don't shine. Well, no. It's funny. It's very funny. And I tried to do the reading. I had the three cards in front of me. I had the Nine of Swords. I had, oh, my God, and Judgment. And the Judgment card at the end in the three cards meant that he was going to be eventually judged, probably fired, because, you know, I don't think this is healthy. It's a very toxic, thing, disrupting other people's, you know, shows. So I just hope he's not up there. We had four people that called in within 1 minute of each other. So I'm just not sure if two of them might be him. So let's, with great trepidation, I'm going to click on 650. And by the way, so we're going to swing from astrology into tarot. That's what I do in every single show. We start with a little astrology, and then we dive into the ancient oracle of the tarot cards.
Hi,
good
guys.
Morning,
thanks
650.
For
taking my
call.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Good morning. How are you? How are you today?
Well, good, thanks. I'm so glad to hear a woman's voice. What can I do for you?
It's me. Yes, I'm just wondering what the cards have to say regarding a potential move, maybe selling, trying to sell my house as well. So just wondering.
Well, so the main thing is about a potential move. And then the underlying, there's an underlying element also of your health in relation to this move or something, huh? So we'll see what comes up.
Will my house sell quickly?
Okay, we can do that. Is it kind of smoky still there where you're living?
It's
there smoke in there?
Yes, it's a little hazy. Yep, it is.
Oh,
trying
sorry
to stay indoors.
I heard it was unhealthy air. You know,
it
you're
is unhealthy.
To stay indoors and wear a
that's
gas mask
I'm,
or something.
That's what
you
I'm
know,
trying to
terrible.
Do. Yeah, as much
so
as possible.
So here we go. So I'm thinking of you on the peninsula, that area here. We're shuffling. Now I want to cut these cards for you, dear. Where would you like me to cut them? Near the top or a third of the way down or where?
Let's do the top.
Okay.
Near the top.
Take off a couple cards. So let's see. Let's see what's going on. So the first card, the first card, I'm feeling musical today. It must be the Pisces moon. The first card is the Four of Swords. And that shows it can be looked at various ways. It can be looked at as resting, laying down, being in a confined space, sort of closed up, not being able to really do very much right now like you'd like to, you know? So the first card shows there's a blockage. There's some kind of blockage. And there's also you're at a possible low point, you know, in your energies and possibly even your not just, you know, physical but possibly mental and spiritual energy. So you need to reinforce that, you know. You need to keep your eyes on the goal in mind that you have. Here's the Queen of Cups. The Queen of Cups is sitting by a river or by the ocean where the air is cleaner. Gee, I wish you could get away to the beach or something, you know. But anyway, so the Queen of Cups has this golden cup, a very strange-looking cup, really, in her hands, and she's gazing at it, and she's obviously making plans, you know, making plans for something that she wants to do. And I don't know who all these people are that I'm seeing here, because her card is followed by the Queen of Wands. So we have the Queen of Cups and the Queen of Wands. Is anything having to do with moving, depend on another person, like a real estate agent or your sister or mother or something like that in your life? Because I'm wondering why all this female influence is coming out.
No. The motive really is just more for me,
yeah.
And wanting to be where I think I belong and sense of home.
Okay. Yes. So these are two types of women. The Queen of Cups, who's looking into this this cup, which is emotional energy. It's all tied in with emotional and love, and things
could
of that
me.
Kind.
Could
and then
just
the Queen.
Be reflecting me.
Oh yeah. Well, there's two sides to every person, right? So the maybe more. Maybe some people
yeah.
are polygonal, or something, or you know, they have six sides or eight sides. Pentagonal is, I guess, with six sides. Anyway, the Queen of Wands is more a business person, and she's
mm-hmm.
sort of like, there is some waiting involved here. I sense some waiting to get the results that you're looking for. And then the fourth card is the Three of Cups, where the women are dancing and they're excited because they've had success with some. There's been a big triumph, you know. So I guess it's like, Queen of Cups, Queen of Wands. Are you using a real estate agent to sell the house?
Yes.
Hmm? Is it a woman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did you ever, is this the first time you've had it on sale, or has it been listed before?
It wasn't listed before, no.
Okay, so the Queen of Cups is followed by the Queen of Wands. Maybe there's something that isn't working quite right about this particular agent listing or
mm-hmm.
house. Sometimes agents, if they live more than 10 miles away, they just won't handle
mm-hmm.
the listing properly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, different houses are better for different agents. And also, you yourself, maybe your planets are not quite coordinated with the agent. So there's a hint here that maybe you change from one agent to another. You're going from the Queen of Cups, who looks kind of blonde or amber-haired, to the Queen of Wands, who's more amber or brown hair, slightly darker haired. And then is the triumph, the victory of the Four of Cups. And then you can move. Then the Knight of Wands comes in. That's a gentleman who might help you. That could be a moving company. That could show, because that card has as the knight, galloping on his charger, you know, in a very positive way. And that, I think, is the sale that you're looking for. You see? So I think that's one thing. I don't want to take anything away from the agent who is handling your property. But if it goes 90 days, 60 or 90 days, if she doesn't have an open house, if she's not, you know, if it just doesn't seem she's putting all the effort into it, then please think about changing your listing agent. Hey, that's all I can tell you right now.
Okay.
But on the background, but wait, one more thing. One more thing is that Four of Swords is a kind of a waiting and patiently, almost like an endurance card, almost enduring and laying low, because you need to build up your system somehow, don't you? There's something with, metabolic or something, dietary. There's something dietary that could be bugging you. You need some supplements or something like that. Does that help? I hope it helps just broadly.
Oh, yeah, it does. I guess I have to wait and, patience.
Well, cheer up. It's a moody day. It's a moody day with the moon in Pisces, but we will. I hope that this helps a little bit. So talk to you again. And
thank you.
Keep out of the smoke, Keep out of the smoke. You're so welcome. I feel so sorry for anybody that's in the San Francisco Bay Area right now, because what's happening is the smoke is wants to pour out through the Golden Gate to the ocean. But there's a system there at the ocean that is like a wall of, like how the fog comes in. So it's like keeping the smoky air locked up in the San Francisco Bay region. So that's very sad. We can read about that anytime we want, I guess. So now we're going to go to the 678 and cross our fingers that this is a good call and that I'm able to help this nice person. Hello, 678. How are you doing? Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, good. Thanks. Yes, what is
my name is Lulu Smith.
Lulu, did you say Lulu Smith?
Lulu Smith, L-I-N-D-A.
Okay, well, that's great, and thank you very much for calling. And what can I do for you today? What's on your mind?
I had to know if I'm going to never get a private home sitter job again.
I am so sorry. I'm having a hard time understanding you. It might be my headset is not quite right. Could you repeat that slowly, please, more slowly?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to give a job again.
Oh, a job? You want to know if you're going to get a job, a certain job, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to look into that for you. Let me take these cards and shuffle them up. So where is 678? What's the biggest city around there?
Sir, Atlanta.
Indiana?
Atlanta,
okay.
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia, okay. Atlanta, Georgia. Sounds good to me. The piney woods of Atlanta. I remember they have big pine trees there. Okay. Will you get the job that you're seeking? Okay, where can I cut these cards for you? I can cut them near the top or a third of the way down or half the way down or anywhere you want.
Halfway down.
Halfway down works for me. Really good. So let's see what's happening. Wow, so we got the Queen of Wands. Okay, the job that you want is actually a good job for you. It's something that you are also equipped to handle. It's something that you've either been trained for, you know, like let's say it's a nurse job and you've been a nurse or something like that, you know. So you are trained for it. You can do it. The Four of Cups shows a person who's waiting. You're waiting. You're waiting to hear back. You're waiting. You hope it's going to work out. There's three cups in front of you, and there's another one that's being offered to you out of the blue. It's like out of this, you know, just surprisingly. You may get more than one offer if you look further, you know, for work. And the third card is the Three of Cups. That is that card of celebration where the lovely maidens are dancing in a circle, holding up these golden cups. So I think that what this shows is within a week, you know, within about a week's time, you are going to be hired. There's a new, there's a page of wands comes up, which means a new position, a new position. A knight of cups, pardon me, a knight of wands shows up. Well, you're gonna have some guys around there, I guess, huh? The page of wands and the knight of cups, the knight of wands. So it looks like your wishes could very well come true. I mean, your wishes have like a 80% to 90% chance of coming through with these good cards. Now, would you have to wait very long? I don't know. The two of wands. You must wait, and you know somebody will get back to you, I guess, huh? Are you going through an agency? Did you hear about this job through an agency somewhere, or an ad
yes,
in the paper, or what?
Yes, I was doing agent private for home sales.
Right. Well, you know, you're very smart to go through an agency, because if this job is delayed any further, then there could be another job, you know, and if the agency doesn't work, then there's another agency, you know. But the point is that you will be successful. I'd say 90% chance of you being successful in your job quest within the next couple of weeks. Okay, well, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Oh, you too. There is a job for everyone, you know what I mean? There's good jobs out there. And I think she's going to be very successful. Now we're going to go to another part of the country. It's under the 470 area code.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning, 470, or good afternoon. Say, what part of the country are you in?
Good afternoon. My name is Casey.
Stacy, okay. Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Georgia.
Also from Georgia, okay. Popular state out there, very popular. Lots of friends in Georgia. So, Stacy, so what's going on and what can I help you with right now with the cards?
My name is Casey with a C.
Oh, Casey, I'm sorry, Casey. I got
mm-hmm.
you. Like Casey at the bat. That's
yes.
good.
mm-hmm.
I'm already shuffling the cards for you, so just tell me what you'd like to find out.
I just want to find out if things will get better for me in the next few months. I'm trying to move, and I just want
okay.
to see if everything will be happening soon.
Okay. We're going to ask the powers of the universe to give us a sign through these cards if Casey will be able to move and do what she wants in the next 2 months, within the next 2 months. So it's all about moving. Okay, so I'm shuffling the cards, thinking about you in Georgia. And where would you like me to cut these cards, Casey? Near the top or a third of the way down or halfway down? Where do you see me cutting these cards for you?
Near the top.
It's there. I did it. Okay. So we'll see what's happening here. Okay. Okay. Ten of Pentacles shows up first, and that shows a family, an extended family, a building, a network of people. There's three generations. There's, it looks like, a grandfather, grandmother, and a younger generation that you're part of, and then there's a baby or a small child. There's dogs. It's a very busy card. There's a lot going on. So I guess what it means is that there's going to be lots and lots of activity for you to be able to do it. But there's also distractions, you know. You're being distracted by your responsibilities. Maybe it means that you want to move back towards some family that lives someplace else or whatever. But the point is that the family is extremely important. And this is either about leaving family or going to family. I presume that you're going to move someplace where you're closer to your family. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the second card is the Magician. And the Magician is a master, or if it's a female, it's a mistress, I guess. But anyway, it's sort of like a high priestess or a magician who has everything that she needs in order to make this journey, to make this change. The Magician gives the not only the ability, but also the luck, the good fortune. You have the power to make this move. It should be something that, you know, that is done. I would say you could do this rapidly. I would say you want to get with your family. You know, that's a high priority. Maybe there's some bad situation where you are right now. So that shows the magician is going to is actually part of yourself and able to help you, be able to help yourself get what you want. But it could also be that somebody who can lend a hand, somebody who can get you a moving truck or who can, you know, help you with the finances or something. It could be somebody else that steps in to help you with this move. So the third card is the Ace of Swords, and the Ace of Swords is basically the ability to cut loose and get free, you know, to cut loose from the place where you've been and get to whatever part of the country or state where you want to go. And the Ace of Swords is very powerful. It just means it needs to be done. You actually need to cut or sever the link that you have with the place where you're living now that seems to be keeping you back a little bit, you see. So that's extremely mm-hmm. important that you're able to do that. I think this is going to work out, you know, very favorably for you. As the last card I'm going to pick right now is the Nine of Cups. That shows a person sitting on a bench, smiling, with nine golden cups on the mantle behind them. The mantle means a home. The nine cups show prosperity. So you're going to be moving into a situation where you're also happier financially. Something financial is going to give you a big boost. I'm not sure if that means that you're going to be paying less money or you're going to be independent and therefore wealthier, but it looks really good to me. I think that you're going to be fine. And the timeline on this is about, you know, it might take the next 2 or 3 weeks to get going, huh? But you will be able to do it. All right.
Okay.
Well,
okay,
thank you so much for your – oh, you're so welcome. So have
thanks.
A good one. I believe
you
I
too.
Have time to – oh, okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And I have a 914 here. Let's go to the 914. They've been on hold for 24 minutes. Hello, 914. What's up? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm calling from New York, and I just have to say, fabulous show. Yes,
oh, thank you,
really,
Katie.
Really
That's
wonderful.
Really nice.
Yes. Yes.
I appreciate
yes,
that very much.
I like
much.
Your singing, too. You are.
Oh,
good.
Every
yes.
once in a while, I sing. Sometimes I play. Well, at the start of the show, I sing the theme song for the show, and I play my keyboard. So we only have a few minutes. Katie, well, I wish we could talk longer, but I only have a few minutes. So tell me, what's your question over there? What's going on?
I'm wondering if you can tell me if you see Gary or Kyle working with me, please.
Gary or Kyle working with you? Sure.
Yes.
Let's see. That sounds like, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like two cards. You mentioned Gary first. Okay. So
yes.
Shuffling. I just got the 90-second thing here. So anyway, and where can I cut them for you? Near the top
middle?
Okay.
Middle. Yes.
Well, Gary comes under a bad card. It comes under the Death card. There's something that's holding you back, or something that's holding him back. I don't know if that's really good. The second, Kyle, however, is under the Empress, and the Empress is a very favorable card. There's money, prosperity, and all kinds of other good things that are there. So maybe I should have picked three cards or five cards, but you mentioned the two guys' names, so I did mention the two names. Let me put one card under Gary. And that's the Two of Wands, meaning you're waiting. You're waiting for something to happen. It hasn't happened yet. You're gonna if you want to work with him, you're gonna have to keep waiting a while. I don't know what the problem is. The show is over. I'm so sorry. I only have like 20 seconds left. Thank you so much, my dear. Thank you so much. Write me an email or something like that. Right? Write me an email. Here's where ain't we got fun? Hey, fiddle. Wednesday. There's people stuff all day. Go to my website. Thank you now. Da 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 da.